It is 3:53 here on 97.9 The Hill, beginning to wrap up this hour, but joining me in the studio to talk a little bit more about her story that is airing today here on 97.9 The Hill, and of course is posted on chapelboro.com, is Assistant News Director Elle Karras. Elle, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Brighton. Good to be here.
Your story today dives into some audio we have from our Forum on the Hill panel series, and it's about a topic that seems extremely timely right now. Obviously, some of the top stories that we've been taking a look at over the last couple of days here in North Carolina and nationally is the sudden, I don't know about reverse, but the change in COVID trends where the spread of the virus is ramping up, hospitalizations are beginning to go up again. And we know that that creates a lot of challenges for hospitals and frontline healthcare workers, which is what state health officials have been saying for a while. But that's a group of people that we've not really been talking about a whole lot over the last few months compared to how much we did in 2020.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And in the beginning of the pandemic, when we were first seeing the immense strain that our healthcare systems were under, and also just that people working in healthcare, nurses, physicians, everyone alike, having to adjust to all these new different COVID-19 protocols, it was, okay, what can we do to support? These are our, you know, frontline, our heroes. You know, there was a lot of different kind of really public demonstrations just doing the best our communities could to support these frontline workers or these healthcare employees who have always worked hard, but now even more so during the pandemic. And now, I mean, you and I have been talking about this in the newsroom a lot about we're about rounding out the second year of the pandemic, moving into year three of the pandemic. And I know in the beginning, especially in those first few weeks, maybe even first few months, there was a lot of throw around for the term finding the new normal, basically. But for these healthcare workers who have had to keep up with so many different changing guidelines from the CDC, different mandates, different recommendations, of course, vaccine rollouts, there has never been this new normal in these past 2 years because they have constantly had to roll with the punches. And as we saw in the summer with Delta and as we're seeing now with Omicron, have to continue to face these surging cases.
Yeah, or it's almost like the new normal has become incredibly hectic, incredibly tiring because mm-hmm. it's just a constant onslaught of dealing with not only COVID-19 patients, but it's more dealing with COVID patients on top of all the other patients
yes.
that they're already.
Because it's not like their other work has stopped
right.
all completely. It's just an additional strain on resources and staffing, which my story today did touch on, just saying that, hey, actually, there was a projected nursing shortage even before the pandemic, which I did some reporting on, I think, a few months ago. And now with, you know, these additional stressors, the continued onslaught of the pandemic, again, going into the third year, more people are leaving the healthcare field, more people are facing burnout. And honestly, I can't say I blame them.
It turns into pretty clearly, and the comments from your story today from mental health experts kind of affirmed this, it just turns into this positive feedback loop where anybody who stays is going to get burnt out because so mm-hmm. many people are leaving that the people who do stick around have to pick up hours, have to pick up responsibilities that they wouldn't have otherwise. And all of a sudden, you get a much smaller group of people handling jobs than were there before. There's also the industry of travel nurses, which helps
yes.
a little bit, but also creates a bunch of complications. But either way, it's a big, big problem. And something that stood out to me in the story today, too, is also the talk of, well, the praising of healthcare workers in the beginning of 2020,
mm-hmm.
but it also being a very traumatic experience for healthcare workers because of that burnout, but also because many of the people who are showing up in hospitals because of COVID are people who are not following directions that would help those healthcare workers.
Yes, yes. Both the experts that I did get a chance to listen to and that you had on for the Forum on the Hill were both pretty explicit about how it can be extremely difficult for these healthcare providers when, like you said, there was all this praise, all this love shown, but as we have moved into 2 years of the pandemic, and with all these changing guidelines and a lot of people still showing vaccine hesitancy or maybe just facing a lot of, I mean, we're all pretty weary at this point. I mean, you and I are back in masks here in the studio. We're still under indoor mask mandates in Orange County. But for people who maybe aren't following mitigation measures that these people that they said they support are asking them to do, and then they're ending up in emergency care nonetheless. I mean, I can only imagine that must be difficult.
Where do you think, from your perspective and from hearing from these mental health experts, the next step is going to be in terms of just trying to help the response for frontline healthcare workers?
I think, from at least what I heard, there's obviously not going to be a short-term fix. I mean, this is a pretty drastic shortage, where they said it can be anywhere from 38 to like 124,000 nursing, like physician shortages by 2034. I think some of it is just going to have to be a huge overhaul, I'd say, of our healthcare system, and a big look at how we are adequately paying and supporting those workers. It's a vastly different line and kind of not quite same comparison, but same thing could be said for, say, like restaurant employees, people like that. Why we've seen this mass exodus of employees, it's because, just like that, what was mentioned in my story today, some people are looking elsewhere for similar pay with less stress and not having to put, you know, their lives or their family's lives at risk. And that's something that we're really going to have to evaluate in the years to come.
It is a complicated and critical situation. We're going to be hearing Elle's story again here on the air shortly, and you can find it on chapelboro.com right now as well. Assistant News Director Elle Karras, thank you so much.
Thank you.